This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know why I'm in a good mood. You know what I think it is? There's supposed to be free lunch at work today. Yeah. Got an email that there's going to be free lunch. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I guess something like that just really puts a smile on your face. I don't know. You know, is it that we have so much anxiety over what we're going to do for lunch and what we're going to eat for lunch and how we're going to pick up lunch? And, yeah, mind you, I work half a dozen different jobs, right? You know, so I have to figure out in time when to eat, when to poop, when to sleep, when to take my Beano, you know, when to take my stool softener, and, bring the hemorrhoid wipes. Exactly. I have a whole ritual. And you would think that if somebody was going to cause some unpredictability to all that, say, no, you know, we're going to have free lunch, I'd be panicked by it, but I'm not. It's like, I'm like, yeah, free lunch. And it's not even about the money, you know, because I have leftovers at home I can eat. I don't know. You know, whenever somebody goes, oh, yeah, we got free lunch, it's good. Maybe I'm also in a good mood. I had a really good start to the morning a few hours ago. 3 hours ago, I was on the Justin Barkley show on Wood Radio talking about how caffeine could kill, which we talked about on the show yesterday. And then I was on with Doug McIntyre and Rob on KBC, which was always fun. Every time I'm on with them, we almost get an FCC violation, right? Because we just start going at it. And it was fun, too. So really good people, good people in radio. I hope you guys are listening to radio. Not just me. Even I love that you listen to my show. But there's a lot of good people out there, good, fun people out there. So make sure you listen. Now, I am hungry, and so while I'm sitting there fantasizing about what I'm going to have for lunch, I guess Five Guys Burgers has now unseated In-N-Out as America's favorite burger chain. So it's interesting. I had never heard of Five Guys until, late last year. I didn't know Five Guys existed. Is that crazy? And the reason why is I got teenage boys, and my older teenage son is, let's go to Five Guys. And I go, the more the men, the merrier. And he's like, no, Mom, hamburgers. So we walk in there, and he goes, these are the best hamburgers. I go, better than In-N-Out? He's like, yeah. So I try one, and it's good. I don't know if they're better than In-N-Out. I don't want to say that, but they are good. And I guess one thing about Five Guys, I haven't been there now in months because I don't really eat out a lot of fast food, believe it or not. I know I look like I do, but I don't. I remember there was peanuts all over the floor. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know how some places they want to look completely clean and pristine and you really want to eat at a place like that? You know, especially, any sort of dining. But with this, there were all these peanut shells on the ground. And I found that very appetizing. I guess they have this big barrel of overflowing peanuts. And people eat the peanuts. And then they throw the shells on the ground. So you're walking on shells. And I think the reason why people like it is because it's exactly like my college apartment. I had food and stuff all over the floor. You would crunch. You could never be barefoot because you didn't know what you would walk or stab your foot with. So I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. So they say In-N-Out has been the nation's favorite burger chain for the past 2 years. And it has just been unseated by Five Guys Burgers and Fries, according to Harris Poll. In-N-Out still remains number two. Yeah, I'm looking at, I think I like the In-N-Out burger better. I'm looking at an image here. Five Guys compared to In-N-Out. No, In-N-Out, looks so yummy. Then came Shake Shack, Wendy's, Culver's. We don't have Culver's, I don't think, on the West Coast. Whataburger, McDonald's, Sonic, Smashburger, and Steak and Shake. According to Joan Sinopoli, Vice President of Brand Solutions at the Harris's Poll, the burger brand category has become less fragmented as regional brands expand and become available in more parts of the country. This is certainly the case of Five Guys, who had shed its small regional player designation as it expanded its footprint and marketing budget along with its fandom. Yeah, there are a lot of fans. It was the first year Five Guys ever achieved the number one spot in the poll. They opened in Arlington, Virginia back in 1986 and expanded to multiple D.C. area locations by 2001. 2003, the restaurant started franchising, and today there are 1,500 restaurants worldwide. It's like Red and White. They got burgers, hot dogs, and fries. That's all that's there. You can get milkshakes and other beverages. You know, that is interesting. That's a very interesting marketing tool. Sometimes the less, the better. You know, it's expensive for a restaurant to carry the extra sort of ingredients. So you walk into a place and you look at the menu. Now, mind you, you know, I've worked in the restaurant business, so I understand how the menu works. Okay, I get it. All right, so what happens is it makes it look like they may have five main ingredients, but they're able to make 55 different dishes from those main ingredients. So whether you have the chicken breast on a sandwich or a chicken breast in a salad or a chicken breast with pasta, it's the same gosh darn chicken breast, okay? And they can either fancy up the plate or not fancy up the plate, and that's how restaurants do it. But the smaller restaurants, if they're like, look, we're just going to have burger, fries, shakes, make it simple. Make it simple for our staff, later for automation, okay? This is where you come for a burger, shake, fries. Plus, I think you have a lot of this nostalgic, you know, sort of like a lot of us, you know, I wish I had grown up in the 50s when it was, you know, a malt shop, you get a burger, fries, you know, something simple. You know, I don't want to sit there and read a long menu. I can't anymore because I don't usually have my reading glasses with me. And so, you know, older people like that, you know, old school type thing. Kids like it because it's fast, something they can hold. And I'm sure the managers like it too because they keep it simple. So very, very interesting. Top chains, Five Guys, then In-N-Out, then Shake Shack, then Wendy's, Culver's, Whataburger, McDonald's, Sonic America's Drive-In, which is, again, going back to 50s style, Smashburger, and Steak and Shake. All right, I'm ready, getting ready for lunch. Let's talk football when we get back. Apparently, Tom Brady has had concussions, according to his wife. Boy, do I want to kiss his boo-boos. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to do something good and don't have money to spend, we could use your blood. We are getting ready for the summer, and unfortunately the summer is a drought, not only a water drought, but a blood donation drought, and we need you to donate if you can, especially before you guys start going on summer holiday. Go to your nearest American Red Cross or United Blood Services or One Blood or nearest blood bank, and if you don't mind, please donate blood. It is so desperately needed. I want to give a huge shout out to multiple teams in the NFL, the 49ers, the Bears, the Falcons, the Cardinals, the Panthers. There's so many of them who may ask their players to see when they decide to choose My Cause, My Cleats. We'll see if any of them are interested in blood donation as well. But apparently, players get to choose their cause. And Some of them may be interested in blood donation, and so that would be very, very cool if that happens. Speaking of the NFL, we have ex-Giants star Leonard Marshall and former quarterback Matt Hasselbeck are pledging their brains to CTE research. Two-time Super Bowl championship champion Leonard Marshall and three-time Pro Bowl selection Matt Hasselbeck said they will donate their brains to the Concussion Legacy Foundation for research into chronic traumatic encephalopathy. The announcements were made on Wednesday as part of the second annual Brain Trust Conference. This is hosted by the Veterans Administration. Marshall said he's already had short-term memory loss and erratic behavior, and the New York Giants defensive lineman is only 55. Hasselbeck's father, Don, was a teammate of Marshall's on the Giants and pledged his brain to the foundation back in 2010. More than 1,800 former athletes and military veterans have pledged to donate their brains to the Concussion Legacy Foundation for CTE research. This is a progressive degenerative brain disease that has been linked to multiple head trauma. Now, in the news, we've been told that Tom Brady had suffered concussions, especially last year. Giselle Bundchen, her is model wife, beautiful lady, said that Tom Brady of the Patriots had suffered multiple unreported brain injuries, including a concussion last year while playing for the Patriots. She said he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much every, I mean, we don't talk about, but he does have concussions. Now, he signed a $41 million two-year contract in March 2016. He said concussions are a part of life, and he wants to play well into his mid-40s. I believe he's 40 years old now. His wife is 36 years old, Brazilian. She sat down for an interview with Charlie Rose on CBC, and she said she worries about her husband playing football. He had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much, and I gave you that quote. She says, I don't really think it's a healthy thing for your body to go through, like through that kind of aggression, like all the time. That can't be healthy for you, right? She goes, I mean, I'm planning on having him be healthy and do a lot of fun things when we're like 100, I hope. So she's a mother of two, and I believe he has four kids total. And, it's been no surprise. I mean, I watch these players when they play, and, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, the quarterbacks, there's obviously this mantra that you got to protect the quarterbacks, okay? And when these quarterbacks get hit, oh, they're mad. And I see Aaron Rodgers get mad. I see Tom Brady get mad. Tony Romo. And I mean, look what happens when Tony Romo gets sacked. He breaks something. Now that's some dangerous stuff. And as, you know, Cowboy fan, I'm sorry to see Romo go. Although he's, you know, going to, I believe, a $20 million year job broadcasting. So good for him. But, so the quarterbacks, they like to be protected. And so we don't think to think that these quarterbacks could be sustaining the brain trauma like the other players can. And these other players, what they take in terms of hits to protect the quarterback, to protect these other players, it's mind-boggling. And so unfortunately, he's 39 years old still. I keep thinking he's 40 years old, but he's 39 years old. The team, however, I don't think reported him having a concussion. They did report leg, thigh, ankle injuries, all right? He has not missed a game since 2008. 2008, he was forced to sit out because he tore his ACL and his MCL in the season opener. Now, here's the thing. If a player is diagnosed with a concussion during an NFL game, he's not supposed to return for the remainder of the game. He could come back the next week if his doctor allows. And the NFL requires significant or noteworthy injuries to be reported, regardless of whether a player is expected to miss the game or not. So honest reporting of injuries affects the integrity of the game. So, I could see why Tom Brady wouldn't want to say anything, and I don't know if he's mad at his wife for saying that. That would not, you know, he could be ticked. And then, you know, Tom, if you need to leave her, I would hate to see that happen, but I'm here for you, Tom, okay? I'll tell my husband to take a hike, and I will take care of you and your concussions. The NFL has agreed to pay $1 billion to retired players who accuse the league of concealing the link between football and brain damage. Says the league is especially sensitive to concussions because of the link to brain disease. Now, They say it's unclear how many concussions the supermodel is referring to or when they were sustained. It's also unclear if she was implying that Brady played through a concussion last season. He could get in trouble for that. Tom Brady in 2016, in an interview with ABC News, said that concussions are a part of life. He says it's part of people walking down the street. You run, you fall, you hit your head. He has long said he wanted to keep playing until his mid-40s, but he told ESPN in an interview published this week that he would continue beyond that if he was able to stay healthy and productive. And so it sounds like his wife wants him home. Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, this radio host wants him with her. So, I can see it getting pretty, pretty ugly. Here's the thing. You know, especially high school, I saw what my son did. My son was a lineman. And I saw, you know, what he sustained. Okay, you know, I'm sure anybody playing football and anybody kind of moving up in the ranks, you know, they're hitting their head. And then anybody who is, I mean, you know, trying to stop Tom Brady, which the Falcons wanted to do in that last quarter, in that last game of last season, somebody's going to take a hit. And so it's no surprise. And it's unfortunately a dangerous sport. It's one of the most beloved sports. Now, speaking of dangerous, we have a teenager who died after being pulled from football conditioning. A Georgia community is mourning the sudden death of freshman football player Kamari McGowan, 15 years old, and is the second player from Creekside High School to die in less than 4 years. He appeared pale during practice, got pulled out by his coach. They were going through a conditioning portion of the practice late Monday afternoon, and conditioning during a, you know, hot spring day could be pretty rough. Paramedics were called. McGowan was taken to a local hospital. Unfortunately, he died, and the cause of death is still under investigation. They say Kamari was a ninth-grade student at Creekside High, died unexpectedly after being transferred to the hospital from football conditioning. Death has not been confirmed. I believe Rashid Gates, a senior on the team, told Fox 5 Atlanta that it was McGowan's first practice with the team and that they start conditioning early in the year to prepare for the upcoming season. And he said, just to see a kid go so young, he just wants to play football, it's just a tragedy. Now, according to state law, they say teams must provide athletes with at least 3 water breaks per hour, and trainers must monitor weather to measure heat stress in direct sunlight. So the district said it's also investigating McGowan's death. They say in 2013, DeAndre Turman died after breaking his neck during a scrimmage against a nearby high school. He was one of the state's top prospects for the 2015 class. And I've seen that. When my son was, doing JV football, it would be August, and we're talking summer in Las Vegas. And he said they ran out of water, and it was, I would say, a mess in terms of from health perspectives. It was hot. It was, the gear was on, and it's, you know, and unfortunately, you know, if guidelines are there, it's very easy for teams or coaches and the coaches in charge, you know, to not stick to them. And so I think we do need more stringent training rules. I also think every single athlete needs to have their heart checked. And not just a stethoscope listening to the heart, an EKG, maybe an echocardiogram of every single player to make sure they don't have a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or an abnormal rhythm that could affect them if they're playing a game. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I want you guys to be careful. There is a headline going around, okay, that older doctors seem to have worse patient outcomes than younger ones. Here's one headline saying patients fare worse with older doctors. Older doctors treated, or patients treated by older doctors face increased risk of dying. Patients treated by older doctors more likely to die. Let me just say that's all crock of crap, okay? But let me walk you through what happened. And it is a discussion that we've been having for a while, which doctor is better for you, older or younger. So I put that on my Facebook and my Twitter and on my website. So you can go to my website at drdahlia.com to read it and check it out. But first, let's go to the phone lines and let's hear from you. And we'll talk 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Doc. I'm sorry to interrupt your horror story about older doctors doing something. I missed it.
No,
quick.
Yes.
Of course, you've got many decades to go before you'll ever be an older doctor. So we know
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm getting there, though.
Not a baby doctor and not an old doctor. You're just right like the porridge in that fable.
Thank you.
I heard a horror story last night about a guy talking about losing his vision to macular degeneration because he couldn't get his pain medication, and because he obeys laws, he said, you know, he took aspirin, and he said in less than 2 years, he's wearing thick glasses and can barely read his computer screen. I Googled it, and apparently there are studies that do link it to that, but how serious of a risk is it? Because I, too, am in that situation of being disabled. Like you've been talking about, pain medication, nobody wants to give it anymore. And you doctors and your wisdom, of course, not you, but so many would rather keep their patients in pain and not risk their liability. So we law-abiding citizens who are leery about marijuana because the government, of course, hasn't done the studies because they weren't allowed to. And we don't want to hit the streets because we want to obey the laws. We're using aspirin, and we're using the NSAIDs, and now we're hearing about dangers from that. So what's the deal? Should we just remain in pain? Because that's an issue as well. And I think doctors take on a fiduciary responsibility with patients to provide a level of care. I think you guys might start getting sued by patients who say, look, you're not taking care of me properly. That's a risk as well for you guys.
No, absolutely. I'm not sure why lack of pain medicine would induce a macular degeneration. I'm trying to look that up.
No. Aspirin. Aspirin. Because he couldn't use pain medication, he resorted to simply using...
Oh, that's why. Aspirin. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Because, you know, when something damages the retina and damages the... Then, you know, you are... And then of course, that could progress to macular degeneration. Okay, so I get what you're talking about.
I take about six a day of the Bayer. They're buffered to 325 milligrams.
That's too
Sometimes
much.
I take eight.
That's too
really?
Much.
I mean, that's only two aspirin every 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, but you're doing it every day. That could irritate the stomach. I mean, when it comes to heart attack prevention, we recommend a baby aspirin, and that's 81 milligrams a day. So if you're taking
I'm doing it for crushed bones and serious pain issues.
I know,
I'm not doing
geez.
It for the heart.
Yeah, that's...
What is left for law-abiding citizens to do?
No, but what I'm saying is if for heart recommendations, we're only recommending 81 milligrams a day. If you're taking 325 milligrams, I mean, you're taking a crap load of aspirin. That's going to eat away at your stomach, eat away at your heart. I agree with you. I don't know where we're going with pain medications now. It is going to get stricter and stricter, and doctors and pharmacies are the easiest people to go after and are the easiest people for regulators to control. And so you're not going to be able to get pain medications from doctors that easily or medical providers, which means you're going to have to go to...
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I mean, there's no easy answer. I just wanted to bring that up because that was horrible to me because I've been using reading glasses more frequently. I thought, God, I don't want to end up like that guy. Not to hold you up. Let me tell you a funny story real quick about the football thing. I think kids are a danger playing football. When I was in middle school, my parents enrolled me in the local football league, and it's rough because in wrestling, for example, you're sorted out by weight class. Now, kids grow at all different rates, and you're dealing with guys that are three times as big as you. I talked to my buddy Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, is this fun for you? He said, no. He said, listen, do what I'm doing. We get our jackets in a month, the Gamber Mustangs. That's what the girls love, right? He said, I get my jacket, and I'm out of here. So I did the same thing. That's my advice. Listen, if you drop your computer memory, what happens to the stuff? I mean, a lot of times it gets destroyed. And I think they're kind of similar to a brain. I don't want my kids running around banging their memory boxes unnecessarily.
Exactly. Look at it like your laptop or your iPad or your exactly or your phone. You know, you drop your phone, everybody seems to panic, right? You know, yeah. Well, okay, Tom. Thank you again. We appreciate you calling in. You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you.
1-877-DOC-DALI 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, really quickly here, what he was talking about was aspirin use. A few years ago on my show, we talked about how regular aspirin users were more likely to develop age-related macular degeneration, the wet type. And we talked about the different types of, you know, macular degeneration. The wet type is more rare. It only accounts for 10% to 50% of the cases. The more common cases are the dry. So the wet macular degeneration is where tiny new blood vessels grow under the retina, which is, and remember, the retina is the part of the eye that takes the light and then transmits it to the optic nerve to make signals that sends to the brain. Now, these blood vessels under the eye start to leak, starts to scar, and over time, the scar tissue clouds central vision. So that's how the wet macular degeneration happens. The drier is a lot more common. And so, and you know, just to quickly review, it's painless. It happens to the eye. The central portion of the retina deteriorates. It doesn't function correctly. And the retina is supposed to take the images, send them to the optic nerve to go to the brain. And it will convert these light images into electrical impulses using some chemical reaction. They got a variety of rods and cones and all sorts of other stuff that, remember, we learned in high school. Now, the macula is a small portion of the retina in the center of, it's a small portion of the retina in the center of it. And the macula is what is responsible for your central vision. Hence, if you have macular degeneration, your central or straight-ahead vision starts to be compromised. So instead of having fine detail in your sight, it starts to mess with the way you could read and drive a car, etc. They say non-macular areas of the retina provide us with side vision and night vision. So, with the macular degeneration, the age-related is the most common type, and it, you know, it's, I think, the most common leading cause of vision loss in people over 60. You know, and dry is more progressive. Wet seems to be a little bit more quick, as we talked about, because the vessels start to leak. And so, unfortunately, you got mild and severe and all sorts of different, you know, versions of it. And they do have treatments, okay? And we've talked about those. But aspirin, unfortunately, has been linked to its acceleration. Apparently, there was a European study a few years back finding regular aspirin users were more likely to develop it. And the big deal back then, if you remember, is people were told that aspirin could protect them from macular degeneration. So there were ophthalmologists saying, no, the aspirin is protective. And aspirin does protect against heart disease, but too much could unfortunately accelerate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I want to hear from you. Have you ever had a doctor that you just felt was too old? Or have you ever had a doctor that you thought was really too young? And what do you prefer? Do you prefer an older doctor or do you prefer a younger doctor? So that's what was being debated and studied in this latest study from Harvard University, where they wanted to look at what happened to patients if they were taken care of by an older doctor versus a younger doctor. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what they did is they looked at, and I wrote about this on my website at drdahlia.com, they reviewed Medicare data for 700,000 hospital admissions that occurred between 2011 and 2014. And they scoured for which physicians were deployed, their ages, what happened to the patients. And they found that those treated in a hospital by a doctor older than 60 had a higher chance of dying within a month than those who saw a doctor younger than 40. They say this new study was published in the British Medical Journal, and it indicates that doctors who are earlier in their career and who have undergone training more recently may make safer decisions. Now, before I say this is a whole crock of crap, we need to dissect this and talk about what happened. So the results of the Harvard University research found that for every 77 patients treated by a medic who was over 60 years old, one fewer patient would die within 30 days if those patients were treated by doctors under 40. So for physicians under 40, the mortality rate they found was 10.8%. Physicians between 40 years old and 49, mortality rate was 11.1%. Physicians between 50 and 59, mortality rate was 11.3%. And for a physician over 60, the mortality rate was 12.1%. Now, no wonder these headlines are scaring the hell out of people. And what we don't realize is this is a very, very mild, tiny increase, okay? This is, you know, a minuscule amount. It sounds bigger than it is. And it doesn't mean that 12% of you guys are going to die if you get admitted by somebody older. Yet, if you're admitted by somebody who's 35, 10.8% of you are going to die. It doesn't work like that. All right? So, they say mortality ratings for individual doctors have been in place for, now, I'm reading this from New England. NHS surgeons since 2014 have been the subject of controversy, with critics arguing that they do not accurately reflect a doctor's true ability because the most skilled practitioners tend to be assigned the hardest cases. And that was one thing that I was thinking. You know, with some of these cases here, when I was younger, okay, I didn't opt for the long-term ICU, CCU, SICU, NICU patients. I opted for that. You want to know what? I'm good with dermatology. I'm good with pap smears. I'm here. I am going to refer my older or my patients that have to be seen in the hospital to somebody, my older colleague, who is much more experienced in hospital medicine. Now, I believe they looked at hospitalists, so I believe all of these guys were of the same specialty. But, you know, you kind of wonder if maybe many of the younger doctors are going into fields where they, you know, and I know this might not have been exactly what they tested, but a lot of younger doctors are learning from our older brethren. And our older brethren and sisters are saying, look, you know, you can't see patients in your clinic and then go to the hospital and then go back to your clinic and then go to a second hospital because, you know, insurance companies these days, they don't just cover one hospital. That's what it used to be. If your patients went into the hospital, it was the one hospital. So you would see your patients in the clinic, then you would go down to the hospital, check on your patients, give them a hug. You know, see how they were doing, make sure they had good care. They were your patients, so you'd follow them back to their house. You'd check on them at home. You'd take care of them in the nursing home. You would see less patients. You'd make less money. And you were a happier doctor, and the patients were happier. Doesn't work that way. Now, doctors have to see a patient every 15 minutes at the lengthiest of time. Some hospitals don't take one insurance. Some hospitals don't take another. Insurance may not contract the third hospital. So an average doctor's office in the suburban area may have a patient that goes to three different hospitals. That's the way it was with my office. I have two hospitals across the street, one about a mile and a half away. And my patients, if they had to go to the hospital, would end up in any of the three. So, you know, you know, when I advise medical students, I'm like, you know, look, if you want to just be in the hospital, then maybe just do that. But trying to do clinic and hospital could be difficult. You know, because you would have to only, you would have to turn patients down that don't want to go to that hospital that you go to. I think it's a little bit of a mess. And so some of the older doctors that are more old school said, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, these will be my patients. I'll take care of these patients. They'll all be able to go to this hospital. We're fine. Me, I had a much younger practice. I didn't mind taking care of kids. Some family docs, they aren't as comfortable with pediatrics as I was. Some of them aren't as comfortable with gynecology as I am. So what ends up happening is doctors seem to, based on what seemed to click more and what seemed to be easier for them. And I'm not saying easier in terms of an easier subject. Some people, they just get neuro and it's easier for them. They're like, I just get neuro and seizures and all that. I'm fine with that. Or I get psychiatry. For some people, it's that. And they're like, you know what? I can't feel the ovary. I just don't get the hormones. I can't do gynecology. Yet for me, gynecology is easy. I get the hormones. I get exactly how that works. I understand that. I can feel the ovary. I'm fine. I'm good with those procedures. But, you know, neurology, not my best subject. So, that could be one of the topics. But here's the thing. Older doctors, what they bring with them is experience. They bring wisdom. If they saw a case 35 years ago, like remember I talked about somebody hiccuping, and that patient with chronic hiccups turned out to be a heart attack, that older doctor will figure that out before the younger doctor who never heard or even saw of a case like that. So as far as I'm concerned, an older doctor for me is what I like. And what they bring to the table is, you can't train what an older doctor has gone through in medical school. However, what the younger doctors, you know, bring to the table is they know the latest of the guidelines, the studies, the newest medicines. You know, we have this now. So, you know, we have this procedure now. So what ends up happening is the newer doctors bring a lot because they have that fresh look. So when somebody goes, well, I don't want to go to anybody new, you know, because they may not know a lot. I have to tell you, some of my best medicine was performed when I was in ER while in training. And then my first couple years out of medical school. Because, you know, everything was just so fresh that I learned. I was so eager. I was so energetic. And I didn't mind seeing 60 patients in a 12-hour period. An older doctor may start getting a little tired. So there's no way to say, you know, which is better, an older doctor or a younger doctor. And there's no way to explain why there might have been a slightly higher mortality rate for patients of older doctors, unless the older doctors had no problem taking care of the sicker patients. Going, you know what, I know her. She's been around in this town for a while. I've taken care of her. Let me admit her. I'll handle her CHF. So when these older individuals with much more morbidity end up dying, it looks like it's the older doctor. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.